Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. We have got a really, really great show for you tonight with whom I consider to be a living angel, Susan Cotter. And she is an incredible healer, shamanic healer, as well as the medium that channels all these various entities. So get your questions ready and call in and ask Susan a question. She's also going to be doing some, online healing energy transformation. So as you are listening to this, a whole bunch of energies will be coming to you via Susan. We're going to talk about more of this. You're just going to love tonight's show. So stay tuned. And we are going to do a little chat first and do these commercials, and then we'll be right back to you.
Come aboard. Join us for a very exciting and transformative experience on Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation. All of the hosts are inviting you to their workshops aboard Carnival Cruise Lines out of the port of San Diego to Ensenada, located in Baja, California. Three glorious nights aboard the cruise ship Elation as we depart on November 6, 2009. We will mix and mingle and learn together as our team of experts set out to take you on a mystical journey of transformation. You will understand the law of attraction down to the very core of your being as you get connected to your inner power through sheer joy. We want you to come because through you, this knowledge will ripple out to the rest of the world. The three-day cruise is so affordable, and you can even make payments. Contact your favorite host and tell them to sign me up. Sign up by July 7, 2009. Make a deposit by August 1 and pay the rest by September 6. It's easy and affordable because it's how we're going to change the world through knowledge, joy, and pure excitement. We'll see you aboard the Elation on November 6.
Well, I forgot to change that. I have the wrong dates on there again. There is no deadline. You can sign up in October, but we'll talk more about that later because Susan's coming on the cruise with us and giving us a fantastic a workshop. But before I bring Susan on, let me just mention a few other things that you might find really, really fascinating. You know, last week I was researching some things to bring onto the show when I received an email from a friend about the Mayan calendar in the year 2012. It was very, very interesting. You know, I'm not one for all doom and gloom because, you know, hey, it's the law of attraction. After all, what you think will be projected out to the field and can bring about manifestation, so I like to stay away from that stuff. But as I continue to listen and read, I notice a reoccurring theme from other sources as well regarding 2012. It's always about a great shift of consciousness that is now occurring. But when they really mention some strange stuff, like people will be flying with the help of little boxes, or a complete new global economy, a new system for money, and physical changes in the planet, well, you know what? That just hit me right between the eyes, because especially when they said about the flying, And I thought to myself, well, my goodness, I am doing that right now. I am flying with the help of a box. So I can fly. I do it every single day. You know, it's like, wow, we're talking about Cyrus World here. For the last 8 months, I've been talking about this amazing virtual world, Cyrus World, which means create your reality stuff, which you are able to create anything you wish to experience, from a new body to socializing to learning to building new businesses, etc. And guess what? You can fly around completely unlimited with the help of a box, you know, a computer box. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, this is exactly what they're talking about. There could be direct correlation between what the Mayans were talking about. Of course, they didn't have computers, so they wouldn't have known. But I'm seeing a great big tie-in, because in a virtual world, mountains can be moved to make more land. You can put more land into the ocean. You can change all of these things. It's really, really incredible. Scientists have stated that within 3 years, within the 2012 time frame, that we're going to be doing the majority of internet socializing, business, everything, mental, physical healings in virtual worlds. We're even developing a new global currency in virtual worlds. This is exactly what the Mayan calendar has, or the Mayans have been predicting. I'm seeing a great transformation. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how we can create, reshape, and transform our consciousness and even the foundation of our world. It's kind of like the beginning of holograms, in which we can see and actually live a daily experience. But Cyrus World is not a game. It's an actual world that teaches you how to become a magnificent creator. This is the shift of consciousness. And if you stop and really think about it, this could be exactly what they were talking about. So, as I was thinking about all of this and this new kind of theory, you know, that it feels just so right to me that this could be it, I've decided to have a live broadcast directly from Cyrus World on October 11th. And then I'm going to have an incredible party there to mix and mingle after the show. It's all free. You can come into Cyrus World. You can design that beautiful body, socialize. You can take a hot air balloon. You can take a boat ride or a jet ski, or just sit there and mingle with all of us people and learn how to fly from the comforts of your own home. So come and play with us in Cyrus World on October 11th. And we'll be talking through Skype. We'll be just playing and doing the live show there. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be Sunday, October 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. And, again, it's all free. There's never a charge unless you want to become a member of Cyrus, but you can come there and just explore and come back many, many times. So look up CyrusWorld.com or go to the UofAttraction.com. That has a portal there for you to get into Cyrus World. So remember, October 11th, we're going to have a really great time. Okay, now that I've done that, let me bring out the magnificent Susan Carter. She is just so wonderful. It's such a delight. She is a Reiki master, an intuitive energy and shamanic healer, singing bowls and sound energy healing expert. She is an energy transformationist. I mean, she really knows everything, including aromatherapy. And she really works with people to get them to understand their own knowingness. And accepting their authenticity. She's just phenomenal. She is also the incredible talk show host of Clear Channel Show right here on Law of Attraction Radio Network, and you can hear her every Wednesday and Thursday evenings. We're going to talk about more on that, but I am so delighted to have Susan come on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jules. Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. I loved what you were saying, Jules. I sometimes say to people, the world really was flat until we made it round. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, do you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know, we didn't think that anything could float but wood. And now there, you can't hardly find a boat made out of wood. It was the displacement, you know what I'm saying? It was the displacement of the water. And so I love that it is coming that full circle, as now we are going to be soon flying ourselves around in boxes. As your voice is flying across the airwaves in this computer box. I love this.
Isn't it incredible? I mean, they were talking about all these things. I'm going, wait a minute. We're doing that right now. This is the real thing. This is exciting. So we don't have to wait till 2012. We are flying right now. I fly every single day. I'm having the time of my life there.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Susan, I want to talk about you. You have had an incredible start in life. Can you share with us about your mom and your entrance into the world?
My first little box beginning, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, my mother was, I was her fifth child. And she did not know that she was pregnant. And she had uterine cancer. And the doctor did what they did way back then, and that was they did radiation implants. And in doing so, she was hospitalized, and this procedure lasted for, I believe it was less than 5 days. So right at that fifth day is how she would tell me. And then when she found out that she was pregnant, the doctors, of course, wanted to terminate the pregnancy as they knew it would have done some harm. But she was Catholic, as was my father, and so they decided to have the child. But I was born with many of my organs affected, just as the doctors had predicted from that radiation early on. So, Jules, I was actually in your neck of the woods in Los Angeles Children's Hospital, California. I was in Los Angeles, California at the Children's Hospital many years ago. Yeah, I was there. At first, I was actually born in Indiana. And we moved before I was just months old in an effort. It's so hard for me to sometimes wrap my head around this, but a family moving to find a cure for one child, you know, seems like such a dedication, certainly. But that's what we did because the doctors in Indiana said that it was just not going to happen. So we made our way out to California by the time I was nearly a year old. And all along the way, we would stop at different hospitals. I was in Tampa General. I was in Texas and in Dallas. And finally, to be in Los Angeles Children's Hospital, where a group of doctors had operated on another child, and they felt that we had a similar illness or a similar problem. And they felt that they had learned from that child what had went wrong. So although it would be experimental, they were to take my large and small intestines, and it was sort of the first plastic surgery of its time, in that they would take the tissue from the large and small intestines and remake, if you will, predominantly the bladder, the kidneys, the urethra, all of those sorts of, mostly sort of below the waist organs. And I had that surgery and many others, actually, but we'll just stick with that one. And I was there for nearly 3 years, a little over 2.5 years. And you know, you just sort of make your own friends with the other side at that point. While I had lots of visitors that were, thank goodness for volunteers, and had other visitors. But the truth is, most of my time, Jules, was alone. And on a ward that was for terminal and chronically ill children. So when we think of law of attraction, that's probably not the ward we would put ourselves on. And yet, I tell you, that's where I learned my intuitive language. That's where I learned that all things live. And as you just as you said earlier, we fly in these boxes, and yet when we are released from the box body, we are still flying. And I learned to speak to the young children who were about to pass over, and certainly learned from my guides that language. And it was a phenomenal, and for me, just as common as it would be for anyone else to learn their ABCs, these were my ABCs, so to speak. That's my beginning, and it is so much so that the medical association asked my parents if they could purchase the all of the findings. So, and of course they have. So I'm actually in medical history, if anyone cared to kid up. But that's just sort of the physical part. But it did lend me to this other piece, this other place in life that just allows me to journey and be and feel and hear.
So you were able to experience the other side, or the angels or some entities from the other side at that time. That's what you knew as normal?
That is correct. That's right. And I was one of those kids that actually physically could not get out of bed because I suppose because it was all so new to them, and now maybe, of course, they would do it differently. But I was actually tied to the bed. So when the other children would come, and they were also obviously quite ill, I would know which ones were crossing over. I would just know it, and we would play almost in our mind. We would visit even before they would go into surgery and perhaps not come back. And it may at this point sound like, like scary or that, but in that which that's all you know, it was like, I'll see you later, like somebody who's going to leave school and I'll see you on the playground. It was that sort of energy. It wasn't as frightening as it may sound when you learn something different.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, yes. So that's the that was the sort of onset, and
but you knew you were different, for the lack of a better term.
Not until I was a teenager. I didn't know. No, I didn't know. I really didn't have a clue.
You knew things that other people didn't know, though.
Right, but I if you don't know that they don't know, right? It's one of those tricky sort of things. I really didn't have any idea, and I would just say things, and people would maybe look at me with a raised eyebrow or how do you know? And I would just shrug my shoulders and just say, I just know. It also served me well in school. I was so intuitive that I would know answers, and so that served me quite nicely in that arena. You can use it everywhere. It's unlimited, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first time that I was aware that I was truly different was when my grandmother died, and I was about 13, and I was playing with my cousin, and I said to her, just like I'm saying to you, hey, grandmother's here. Are you going to say goodbye to her? And she looked at me like she wanted to run for the door. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, Grandma, she's dying. She's going to the other side now. She's here to say goodbye to us. Are you going to say goodbye? And with that, she did run out the door. And then, like, maybe 1 minute later, we got the call that my grandmother had died. So that was the first time that I actually knew that not everybody saw this. Otherwise, you really don't quite know, because it's your normal. My father used to say it's only common if you've experienced it. So I got it after that. Common sense is only common if you experienced it. So for me, it was just like, it would be very common to say, you know, say goodbye to your grandmother, or say this or say that. But yeah,
wow.
That was my first inclination.
Well, now you're into channeling different entities, and of course you're a fantastic intuitive, but you're also into healing. Which this is really, I mean, it's so important to me. I think that's why I really fell in love with you immediately. So talk about, how did you get into the healing mechanisms or learning all of this? Or was it just natural?
So part of that was a lot of it, when we... most all of it is the unquestioned mind. You know, most all of it is, if we can move and or shift really exactly like you were saying at the beginning of the of our time here, when, you know, when we start seeing that we can virtually have what it is that we are looking for, that we are seeking, get ourselves out of the way, that's when the healings do come. Yeah. And so I started to notice that, not so much with the children, because they were free to come and go. We just got it instantaneously. But it was always with the parents or the doctors that felt like they did something wrong. And so then it was, I could see that it actually wasn't the children who were sick, but the adults sort of believing their thinking, if you will. And that led me through many different journeys and other paths that some, you know, as many of our listeners, sometimes they're painful. Certainly we're going to have bumps along this journey of what we call life on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of the good news is it is round, so we can sort of catch ourselves and make ourselves grow. So I have come to the understanding that when we start to just shift ever so slightly, suddenly metal can float. Suddenly your, what we thought was a financial constraint or what we thought was a physical illness can shift itself enough as we move through an old belief pattern or system and allow our mind, I mean, you're telling all of us we can do this, we can fly in a box, you know. So what is the difference? And then even just taking, if we can move a mountain, certainly we can shift a cell.
Oh, wow.
And that's so when we just start to relax and breathe into it, we see the limitless possibilities. And really, just life brought me here. Life and questioning it and observing and staying and standing sometimes in what might feel like a fearful moment, but when you question it, it turns out to possibly be different than what we thought. So that's where I certainly go with it and have really, I've enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite things to do is to offer a healing through an intuitive answer. Oftentimes someone might ask, when will my finances change? And it might be next week Monday. But if our thinking doesn't change, then by next week Tuesday, you may be right in the same spot.
Good point.
Right? So I had also later in life, I had three different kinds of cancer that were also, you know, remnants of this radiation piece and so on and so forth. But I for whatever reason, Jewel, I had very little fear around it. The doctor said, you know, you have these three different kinds of cancers. And I looked at them and I simply said, you do your job and I will do mine. You have to cut out this because that seems to be the thing to do. But I need to cut out other vibrational pieces. And somehow I got that also very, very quickly and could just move to it. And I'm, you know, cancer-free since 1988. So it's that sort of piece, as you are saying. And I joke, and then I wonder, was the world flat? You know, everybody said it was. You would be hung if you disagreed with it. And then suddenly it was round, you know. So with all of our, what we feel are these issues, I absolutely love The Wizard of Oz. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz, yes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, many times.
So I hope many of our listeners have, too, because, you know, Dorothy was lost, and the first person she ran into was a scarecrow who was also lost. And when she thought, you know, she was, just couldn't go on and was scared, the lion came, who was certainly had lost his courage. And when she really thought she was just heartless and heartbroken, she ran into the Tin Man. And I mean, the story goes on, as you very well know, but in the end, and this is what I love, when I do a meditation, I say, bring all of those things with you. Let them know that we're going to see the wizard. But in the end, it's the good witch Glinda that says it's always right in you. Your courage, your heartfelt passion, your ability for direction, all of it is just right there. And oftentimes what I believe I do when I channel, when I see, when I hear, is shine a light in an area of a person's life. And I love it so much because then it's sitting there waiting for them. Their find, in Dorothy's case, the ruby shoes, they were always attached to her. No one could take them off but Dorothy. So no one can not find themselves unless we take something off that belongs to us, right? So that's the beauty that I find in a healing, whether we're looking for that direction. I can laugh when I see the scarecrow and he's like, is it that way or is it that way? You know, because there's some humor in it. And yet it's the scarecrow who is fearlessly directed, you know, and it's available to us when we just go into the directionless moment, sit and find direction. Or
wow.
Occurred.
That is so wonderful. I love that. And I never thought of The Wizard of Oz that way. But you know what? It makes so much sense. It's right there before our eyes.
I love that. I love that story. I feel like I'm supposed to do some sort of, you know, rolling out on meditation with Dorothy, you know? because it's just so right on. So I'm
how wonderful.
I am certainly here to serve you, whatever you would like, if you want to take
how
a...
How about a healing right now for everyone who is listening? And
absolutely.
And before you do the healing, could you tell us, this is going to be able to be imprinted on the archives, on this broadcast, that people can go back and re-listen, right?
Yes. So let's do that healing right now. And for those of you who are either by your computer or by your phone, and if you aren't, and you just got everything on speaker and you're, you know, wireless, which is awesome, just allow your, for those of you who are by your computer, allow your hands to just sort of go close to your computer and or your phone. And if you're not, just take that position that is maybe 3 or 4 inches, like a prayer position, but your hands are not touching. And let's just allow ourselves to breathe in and out and find your own rhythm in the breath. And imagine, if you will, the moment of your first breath. And when you begin to see the reality of your first breath, you'll feel the energy that fills you in a wholeness that is innocent, pure, and as you fully extend that, breathe even deeper into that soulful place. That soulful place that may have the answer to whatever you need. Some of us in this moment need a miracle. And as our hands are all stretched out to receive one to the other, as we make our circle around the globe, feel the energy as it imprints into your very being, and you are reminded of all solutions, that you know that this miracle is yours, and pick it up in gratitude, just as you picked up your first breath, in hopeful, loving gratitude, and feel all others excited and joyful for you as you share extraordinary gratitude for your neighbor whose arms and hands are stretched out in sheer excitement that you've received your healing treatment imprint of whatever your need is, be it health, love, financial abundance, spiritual cleansing and knowing, whatever that is. And as we have accepted that beautiful gift, bring it back to you and place it where you feel it is best to serve you. Perhaps in your heart, perhaps in a place of the body that ails you, perhaps in your mind, perhaps in that solar plexus region, that spot that you call your infinite source. And once you do that, come back to the breath. Again, in memory of the first breath outside the womb, the first breath. And giving thanks to all of those who are participating now and will equally participate in all other timeless future events. This is a timeless future that you have created for yourself. So as we come back, feel the freedom. Feel the power, feel the love that you have just received from your fellow earthly angels, and give yourself thanks for fully participating in the life of you in this moment. And as you open your eyes, if they were closed, and stretch out, just notice the difference that you may have felt. I know I certainly do. Jewel, do you feel different?
Yeah, I do. I feel much lighter. Much lighter.
Me too. My whole body is tingling this vibration. I feel like, although I know that I'm not a hummingbird, I feel like, you know, like that hummingbird, you know, how its sweet nectar of life is just flooding about and flittering here and there.
Oh, how wonderful. Would you mind if we took a few calls?
I would love that.
Okay, we have got Vicki on the line, who's been waiting so patiently. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Jewel. How are you?
Fine. You are live with Susan. Do you have a
Hi,
question
Vicki.
For her?
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hello, 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 and welcome. So good to hear your voice, Vicki. What's in your heart? What's your question?
Well, yeah, I have, I guess, trying to cut down to the chase, so not beat around the bush a lot about it. I've always felt, you know, I've had the presence and similar experiences as you, even from the uterine cancer to, not to your degree, but so these guides have guided me through the difficulties in my life, and I've been very aware of them and following them, but they're, and I'm in my final phase, I feel, of moving through the things that have been my stumbling blocks to being more authentic and my knowingness and my divinity. But there's these, like, cartilage things I see in front of me, like visions of ever since I was in Florida. I've seen them all along, but now they actually, it looks like a vertebrae, like in front
mm-hmm.
of my eyes. And they're around me always, and they're friendly.
Yeah.
I've never told anyone for obvious reasons. I'm a teacher, educator, mentor, and those aren't things you share with people that, you know, typically throughout the day. But they're with me always, like present, but they've become larger, very large at times, and they literally float and then disappear. But they surround me often, and I didn't know how I could tap into them more. I'm not sure, you know, they've, like I said, appeared to me, and through the years until this last spring break, like March when I was in Florida, literally changed, and I to the form where I could see before my eyes it was a vertebrae, you know.
That's fantastic. I love that you could see that.
Yeah, I drew it because I could. I just ran and grabbed a pen. And actually, I was reading a book about 2012 by the pool. And, yeah, so I drew it in the book. I mean, but I've always seen these, but not like that, not in that detail. And they're still present. Like when I'm driving, they'll disappear. I'll be at a stoplight, they'll appear, and then.
Well, first of all,
I wanted to tap into them, you know, more, and I guess use their guidance and how can I tap into their presence?
Okay, so, you know, first of all, again, thank you so much for sharing that story, and as Dorothy did, you found the courage, right? Because sometimes you're right, there are people who would, you know, the naysayers, and we're always going to have them. And the authentic you wants to honor that part of who you are. And what I find, and that's when we take off the red slippers, when we are not honoring, and I don't mean we have to go out and, yell to the world, but also equally not deny them. You get that part, correct?
Right. Yes, I do. I get that.
I love that you're sharing that. First of all, I feel them enormous, like, you know, like a mountain that people would climb up. Like I feel that they're that big. They just have presented themselves small to you, or in a size, or in a manner in which wouldn't scare you in the beginning is what I get. That's number one. The more, and when I said it in the beginning, the more we can clear our thoughts. So the more we question our thoughts, and the more then we're simply clear. So oftentimes the ego, and I love the way Wayne Dyer says it, EGO, edging God out. I love his little way. The more we can just question the thought, then it is just, I don't even know how else to say it except to say that if you could imagine that you've got a glass of water and it's completely full and the water represents all your thoughts, the more you could clear it, the more the spirit or the guides can fill you up with this other piece of life that is endless, timeless, and limitless. Does that make sense?
Yeah, at least so. Yeah, and I, you know, I've worked to disband, not disband, but to not focus on the ego so much and to catch myself. It's like, you know, going down the road, and, you know, I think we all have those moments where you veer off, like, you know, your ego's, you know, taking over, and it's just getting back on that road quicker to saying I'm not going to allow my thoughts or my thinking to go there and not, you know.
Well, and like Dorothy did, she did allow them to go. She allowed them to come on a believe it or not basis. And this is what I say to them. You can come to me. You are welcome. Let me tell you what I'm doing right now. Right now I'm inviting the spirit guides. Would you like to know them?
Yeah.
So like, because you're a teacher, that's exactly, you know, how you would handle a child who's been, you know, just a little mismannered, if you will. You would say, you can sit here in class, but this is what we're doing. Would you like to join us? I treat my thoughts exactly the same way. You are welcome here, and this is what is being done in this world. Would you like to join? You would be amazed at how many thoughts will just go, oh, no, thanks, I really wanted to aggravate you today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll go aggravate somebody else. Okay, well, remember, you're welcome here anytime. So it shifts your energy in a way that until you do it, and I know you'll get it because you are that educator, and as somebody who does it really, really well is the work of Byron Katie. If you haven't read her stuff, it's really awesome stuff. And so you've got that down. If you've got that down, and just let that come up more alive in you, and she's really, really good at doing this. And to answer, though, your question specifically, your guides are all around you. You already know that they want to come in. Well, they're there. They're already in. So you just have to sort of feed them. And the way to feed them is to also invite your thoughts. It's exactly the opposite. It's not get out of here thoughts, because I believe we all have that wonderful teenager in us. The moment we say don't, you know, it's just... So that's how I hear it, Vicki.
Okay.
And so I'm so glad you called.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will, you know, I will do that, and I will set that in motion and welcome what comes and what they have to bring forth, and use whatever gifts I've been given in addition to that.
Which I want you to know, the gifts that you have been given, I believe you've tapped in only to like a tenth of the percent. So this will be fun unwinding them.
Yeah, I believe that too. So yeah, I know it's there, and I've had numerous experiences. So I know that it's just getting to this point. Like I said, it's like I feel like it's the final hurdle in many ways to break through to the to the finish line.
Yay. Well, we're going to be right there. This is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I really appreciate it, and it's been good talking to you and having the opportunity to be able to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Vicki.
Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. And I've listened, and when I can't listen, I play back because of, how life is. But I do.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. You make a difference. Jewel makes a difference. And this is what the world needs more of.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling, Vicki. We've got another call here from area code 940. 940, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Well, hi. You are live. And you are, do you have a question for Susan?
Yes, I do. It's going to sound very similar to the woman who was just on.
You love that?
Yes. I was listening so hard, my head's pounding. Okay. I have had a lot of health problems where I can't work. I mean, I'm just pain that's called fibromyalgia, but it's a lot of pain. The thing is, I can flow Reiki to anyone else, and immediately they feel better. But I'm having a really hard time to myself. I even have spirits coming to me at night while I'm sleeping or half awake asking for healing. And actually, I cross people over while in the night. I heal them in the night. You know, I think
I do
I'm
know that. Owning, I do.
I am undergoing something really huge this whole year, but in my physical life, I hurt all the time. My husband lost his job, and our house is falling down around us. And I feel spirits around me all the time, and I want to pull this into my physical life and sort of be more aware of it. And
Erica, right? Is your name is Erica, correct?
It's Georgie.
Georgie, why did I get Erica? Okay. Georgie, I love that name. Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
Thank you. It's generations old.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. You are like many of us in that spot where we need a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, we just flat out need a miracle. And so we are going to agree and ask for that miracle of that healing of the body. And I want you to, in this moment, I really want you to be that, you know, I'm going to go back into the Wizard of Oz, and I want you to be the scarecrow who sort of didn't have a mind. And I want you just to be okay in that mindless state for a moment. And I want you to detach from the thoughts. And if any thought comes in, just let it know that it's welcome, but it may want to go someplace else because in this moment you are unplugging life's seemingly misery. That's what you're doing right now. And you are plugging into the God source or the power source that you know to be love, that you know to be abundance, that you know to be the riches of high, high, high health. As you have crossed many over, you are looking for that health on this side. It can go both ways, and you are in line, and we've moved you to the front of the line to receive that fully. And we're asking that in the manner of which whatever it is that you call your good, your source, or your God, we're asking that together. And we've also included your husband in this healing too.
Thank you. Okay? He's here with me. Mm-hmm.
I know he is. And what a love bunny he is.
He is my joy.
Yes, and you are his. So I love that you are both here. I tell you, I feel for you, and I'm offering anyone who wants to, you know, call me, you know, or email me, and I will give them a half-hour session. So from your show. So please let your callers know that, and you can do that, and we can further this conversation. Okay, Georgie?
I would love that. Thank you.
You are
wonderful.
So welcome. You are so welcome.
And while we're doing that, give everybody your website address and your phone number so that they can call you. I think this is wonderful.
Okay, it's www.theintuitivecenter.com. And my email address is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, middle initial E, last name Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, at hotmail.com. So again, the email is Susan E. Cotter at hotmail.com. And in the RE section, just put Jules Radio Show, and you want to set up an appointment. Give me at least 3 appointment times that are good for you, and I will be happy and honored to serve and give that half hour absolutely at no cost. And we'll do a Reiki healing session, and we will do an intuitive session as well.
How wonderful. That is so gracious of you. How wonderful. And what it, you, they can also listen to your show and call up your show as well to, you know, maybe next week or the week after when they have issues, they can call you up. They can always get a healing from your show too.
Yes.
Which is just phenomenal.
Yes. So I hope to hear from both Vicki and Georgie, and whomever else is moved to call, I will honor it. All they have to say is they listen to the show. Even if they archive it, I will continue to honor it. It will be a pleasure.
How wonderful. That is so neat. Now, on your show, you have guests, don't you?
I do. You know, on Tuesday night, Kristen White and I do, we take all calls. It's just a call-in show. And we do healings and intuitive sessions for 1 complete hour. And then on Thursday nights, I normally have a guest on Thursday nights. And, you know, I am and Jules, you and I will talk about this at one point in time. I was doing Wednesday nights. I want to pick that back up so that I can just do this sort of format. So we'll have to decide when the best timing for that is. Mm-hmm. Even though I have guests on, I still take calls. This last Thursday was a perfect example of when the guest couldn't make it. So we just did healings. We just did a show sort of like this one. And I was told it was the best one that I've done. So I had to laugh going, okay, you know, and was thrilled. I was thrilled that that was the way of it.
Let's talk about the cruise real fast because we got 4 minutes left, and I am so excited. You are coming on the cruise. You're one of our main healers on this cruise with Kristen, and we got Dee Wallace. We've got all of these healers coming on, shifting the energy. That's going to be quite powerful, don't you think?
Well, I do because, you know, although, of course, one person can do it, when the energy and the dynamics of the group and the imprint of the entire group come together and the participants are saying, as we all are, we are ready to receive and thus ready to give. Just as we did in our session this evening, we will be doing that the entire time. No matter what you are doing, we are going to constantly be imprinting and holding the space for these sacred symbols so that they continue to vibrate down to the core so that those core issues can once and forevermore be brought to the surface of the light to be healed. We have learned far too long to, you know, believe that the world is flat. So now we're going to bring these old things up to let them be round and rounded out so they no longer, you know, grab us like they used to. That, I believe, is going to be one of our most phenomenal things that we are going to do on this cruise as we are each transformed into that next stage. It's exciting, Jules.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I think that's why the people who are coming are really supposed to be on the cruise. It's really incredible. I mean, it's like they're giving their permission even before they get on board. Fascinating. And they're going to be able to take that energy with them. It's just not going to be on the ship and it's over. They're going to be able to take that energy with them, right?
Of course. And it is so fantastic the way that that happens, because even in this little tiny moment that we had together, you know, we all had like 45 minutes together. If you multiply that by 3 days, and the little pebble that they were able to take today when they got their gift, you know, from their spirit guides, and you know, thanks them for it, they will be able to do that. I mean, just imagine 45 minutes times 4 days or 3 days. You do take it with you because it becomes a part of you, and that's what's so fascinating.
How wonderful. Well, we are almost out of time, but Susan, this has been fantastic. Can't thank you enough. I want all the listeners to remember, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network, LOARadionetwork.com, and look up Clear Channel and listen to her on Wednesdays and Thursday nights.
It's actually Tuesdays and Thursdays, and soon to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but right now Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, got it. So you do that every night. I mean, you know, really, it's all about healing and moving forward and getting just having a phenomenal life. Susan, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on. I've enjoyed every second of it.
Me too. Thank you so much, and I look forward to our time together.
Yeah, in California. on the cruise.
That's all right. Absolutely. Good night,
everyone. All right,
everyone.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.